This is the Rich Dad Radio Show. The good news and bad news about money. Here's Robert Kiyosaki.
Hello, it's Robert Kiyosaki, and welcome to Rich Dad's World. We're talking about a very important subject. As usual, you guys know how much I love real estate, but I'm also more in the macro world of what's going on in the economy. And my concern is, as I wrote in this book here, Rich Dad's Prophecy, came out in 2013. It says why the biggest stock market crash in history is still coming. And this is going to be the biggest crash in world history. And for many people, it's going to be the worst thing that's ever happened to them. I don't care if you're in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, real estate, gold or silver or Bitcoin, because this crash will bring everything down. Now, the good news is that's when you get rich. And as I've always asked people, what did school teach you about money? The answer is nothing. And then we're in serious trouble. So nothing has changed for Kim and myself, is that we're very concerned about the growing gap between the rich and the poor. This crash we're in right now is the best time for you to get rich or get smarter, but it's not a time to run. And that's why I'm very happy to be speaking for Rich Dad's World, because it really is time to get smarter. And I hate to say it, when this crash is here, that's the best time to get rich. So that's all I want to talk about. Kim, wasn't 2008 kind of a good time for us?
2008 was a great time for us. And, you know, it's interesting because there's a lot of, you know, the new term is misinformation. Well, what's misinformation? You know, who's got the right information? Who's got the true information? It's harder and harder to find. I mean, I know for you and me, Robert, that we talk to a lot of very smart, economic, educated people, a lot of them self-educated. So I really am grateful to be able to do a program like this with Rich Dad World, because I'm not even saying I'm not saying we have the answers. I'm not saying we have the truth, but it's another point of view. And what I'm finding today more and more and more, I've got to question every single thing I read and listen to and find the source of it. And so I'm just happy to be on this program, and I'm very happy to introduce Ann Atkinson, and I'll let her introduce herself. But Ann and Robert,
the reason how Ann is a real estate professional and all this. So with that, Ann, welcome to Rich Dad's World, because we're into financial education and real estate's part of it.
Welcome, Ann. Ann has the courage to bring us and our team in to talk about capitalism, to talk about the freedom of speech and all of this, and talk about financial literacy. So thank you, Ann.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here with the Rich Dad World.
The first session we did is we all played the cash flow game, and they all played also. All of the students played the cash flow game, and to see the lights go on and to see the excitement happen, it's just like being in our public seminars. The same results of people getting excited about financial education, about playing the game, about understanding the vocabulary and just the income statement balance sheet. Understanding that, I said when we did our last talk there, I'm like, if these kids can just understand income statement, asset versus liability, the cash flow quadrant, ESBI, and the BI triangle. If they walk away with just that, they are smarter than 99% of the people on the planet. So I'm excited about where this could go throughout, starting in the U.S. and beyond, because actually we're more popular beyond the U.S. internationally. So there's a lot of huge opportunity.
So we're going to teach what Rich Dad World teaches you guys all throughout the world.
Robert Kiyosaki is the best-selling author of Rich Dad Poor Dad. Attend Robert's free virtual wealth building event. Claim your free access now at richdadfree.com. Go to richdadfree.com.
So for those of you at Rich Dad World, I'll go into. So Kim, the first class was Kim, Tom Wheelwright, and me. And Tom Wheelwright wrote the book Tax-Free Wealth. And so we keep it super simple, KISS. So this was the first thing I put up on the chart. This is an income statement and balance sheet. And what Kim was saying, so here we're teaching this class, and it's called, this is Rich Dad, Poor Dad. This is all Rich Dad, Poor Dad is. This here is my poor dad. Money comes in and money goes out. And that's why people are poor. So you can have a PhD, but the money comes in and money goes out, you'll never be rich. And what's happening now with the middle class, because Biden took the Keystone X, and I'm an oil guy. I went to school, U.S. Merchant Academy. My background is oil, so I do know what I'm talking about, oil. This is the middle class today. They're calling liabilities assets, and the cash is flowing out. So the middle class is getting poorer and poorer and poorer. I was listening to this report this morning that ever since the year 2000, or yeah, 2200, whatever it is, 2020, since the oil went up in price, the middle class is now eating into their savings.
Yeah.
And credit card debt's going up. So the middle class in America is getting poorer. But this is what Rich Dad World teaches. And this here is what the rich teach, is money goes from liabilities into the income statement. So Kim and I are real estate people. Anne is real estate. So we have businesses, we have real estate, we have other stuff here, we have commodities, we have oil, we have cattle. If assets putting money in our pocket. So the first class we taught after playing the cash flow game with all these kids, Kim gets up there, I get up there, and Tom Wheelwright, our accountant, gets up there. And this is what we talked about.
And to your point, Robert, and to the point where you talk about the middle class calling liabilities assets, I mean, that is why so many people, in my opinion, are in financial trouble, because they're calling liabilities assets. They think they have something where they have nothing. Not only do they not have nothing, but they're paying for it every single month. So again, it goes back to the simple, keep it super simple concepts.
So Anne, we just spent a lot of time just talking about a financial statement, and it was three people, Kim, myself, and Tom. It was fascinating, wasn't it? Because Kim had a different point of view, I had a different point of view, Tom had a different point of view.
It's fascinating. And here's why it's so important for these specific students. How many people watching today are having stress that are in their, you know, their midlives, are having stress over money? They don't know how they're going to retire. What Rich Dad is teaching them, owning a house, that your own home is not an asset. It's a liability because money is outgoing. You're paying taxes, insurance, and maintenance. So this work is always important, but especially when people are young. How many people watching today wish that they had invested differently when they were 20?
So I think too, some of that academia that sometimes keeps kids stuck because it's not real world necessarily, I see that cracking. And now they take the academic smarts and apply it to real world smarts. And then you've got a lot of potential.
I flunked math and I flunked English. What else did I flunk? Flunked Japanese, I flunked Spanish, and I flunked French. Language is not my forte, but I can speak money. There's a big difference. What Rich Dad World is teaching you is the language of money. So this one kid, when Kim told me that story, she looked at this card. She's so smart. You know, this is the financial statement of the cash flow board game. Income statement, balance sheet, statement of cash flow, the basics of this is what my banker wants to see. You know, my banker doesn't want to see my grades. Banker wants to see my financials. So when Kim told me that one person could figure out how many times it would take them to pay off their debt, my brain slipped. All I know being an entrepreneur is, if it's an asset, like if I could buy a stock for $1, all I know is I'm going to back up the truck. I'm going to borrow all the money I can to buy that $1 stock and kick ass up here. But these kids are so smart. Young people are so smart. They could actually do the math. I can't do the math. All I know, a $1 stock can go to 50 bucks. And so I better borrow my ass off and buy as much as I can. Right, Kim? And that's my formula.
That's the formula.
Students are often taught to not make mistakes, to study, to take exams. But the real world personal finance requires taking risks, making mistakes, and you need a team of people around you for that. There are things to do. Don't just go out there and make a bunch of mistakes. Not to be afraid of making mistakes, to take action and take action early.
So anyway, and this is the basic, this was the first, I mean, that was it, a financial statement. And then we went into this, which you guys all learned. because this is book number two, The Cash Flow Quadrant, E, S, B, and I. And we co-taught, Kim and I, with Tom Wheelwright, who's tax-free. Well, he's definitely an A student. And he told the kids, you're screwed because you're smart. Remember that, Kim?
He did. He said, you're all going to be, if you don't get out of the E and the S side of the quadrant, you're going to be paying the most taxes and a lot, because he is the A student and he's the smart one. And he talked from his own experience how he had to relearn and rethink entrepreneurship because it was very different. He was the A student, still is the A student.
Keep going, Kim. Excuse me.
What I wanted to say to Anne, too, is you just touched on this. You know, we talk a lot about who you surround yourself with. And you got to surround yourself with people that are going to be great team members for whatever it is you want to do. So, you know, who you surround yourself with is crucial. And you know us, we love mentors. We love teachers. We have mentors for every single thing we do. And that's part of the team, part of the success.
But this is the funny part. I don't know if you saw me cracking up, and, you know, I'm there because I'm the F student and C student and all this stuff. But this is what Tom teaches, you know, employees. You bring in a mining executive, those guys are paying 40% in tax. And, you know, the doctors and the attorneys and the accountants, they're paying 60% in tax. So these are the smart guys here. And so Tom, who is definitely a smart guy, I mean, that's his book here, Tax Free Well, he's telling all these smart kids, you're screwed because you're smart. I was on the floor pounding on, you know, just laughing my butt off. But you come over here, and this is where the entrepreneur lies, on the big business, the brand side, because that's what we do. Rich Dad is a brand, but that's why we pay 20%. But where Tom really kicks it up is he comes in at 0%. And this is why real estate and Tom is important, because if you're a real estate investor, you don't pay taxes. Any comments, Kim?
Well, I just, you know, Anne brings a whole nother perspective when you're talking about real estate, because I didn't know this when I first met her. But Anne, you have an amazing background in real estate from a whole different perspective. Would you just share a little bit about your background?
Yes, I have an institutional real estate background. So in my career, I've been the head of acquisitions for a NYSE listed real estate investment trust. I've handled brokerage. I handled the brokerage transaction for office and medical investment buildings. And I have my own real estate investment firm. So I've acquired $4.7 billion of office and medical office investment properties in my career, mostly on behalf of a publicly traded REIT. I've sold $500 million of income producing, mostly medical office, senior housing, skilled nursing. And I've been a broker for $655 million of transactions on behalf of, I've represented buyers and sellers of those investment properties. So my background for 18 years has been office and medical office, primarily healthcare, real estate across the country. But my real passion is healthcare real estate investments. It's been a fun background.
My name is Mark Lichtenfeld, best-selling author of Get Rich with Dividends and chief income strategist at the Oxford Club, one of the world's largest and most prominent financial firms, where over 250,000 readers receive my insights each week. I believe we're entering the greatest oil bull market since the 1970s. That's why I'm so excited to share this special oil and gas investment with you today. I've discovered an unusual way to potentially bank massive income from the oil and gas surge 100% outside the stock market. Oil and gas royalties are a backdoor way to get paid over and over again. You can get into a top royalty stream for just $25. This is your chance to get the income you need to truly enjoy life. Simply because you made the decision to give the Oxford Income Letter a risk-free try today. But this opportunity won't last forever. So I urge you to act now.
To learn more about Mark Lichtenfeld's unusual approach to generating monthly income from the oil markets, please visit oilboom2023.com. That's oilboom2023.com.
Robert already warned us.
2023 is going to be the year of lost wealth. After all, Goldman Sachs predicts you'll see zero returns from stocks for the rest of 2023. And investors like you have already made a record number of emergency hardship withdrawals from their 401ks. Now, a stunning survey reveals that over half the Americans making six figures are living paycheck to paycheck. Combined with tens of thousands of layoffs in just the last few weeks, it becomes clear that a financial storm is brewing and nobody is safe. But if you think brilliant investors like Robert are letting their money waste away in a 60-40 portfolio, think again. For years, Robert and other experts have been investing millions into low correlation assets that can still climb when the stock market flatlines. And according to a recent Citibank report, of the major asset classes, the lowest correlation belongs to art. In fact, experts say just a 5% portfolio allocation to art can both increase returns and lower volatility. Now you can easily get that allocation in your own portfolio without needing millions, thanks to Masterworks, our longtime partner. Their platform lets you invest in shares of paintings by icons like Picasso and Banksy. Every single one of Masterworks' exits to date have delivered positive returns to their investors, with three recent exits delivering 10, 13, and 35% net returns. No wonder over 700,000 users have invested more than $500 million on Masterworks. Offerings have sold out in minutes, but Rich Dad listeners can skip the waitlist by going to masterworks.com/richdad. That's masterworks.com/richdad. See important disclosures at masterworks.com/cd.
And I got really excited, Anna said, man, Anne's beautiful, Kim's beautiful, everybody's wonderful, but she's smart here. And if I'm going to achieve zero, I need Anne. Right, Kim?
Yeah. I wish I had met you when we were doing our senior housing project. Almost done now. we could have used your expertise.
So I've been gaining so much by, you know, you think the kids are learning a lot. I go, oh my God, because the more money we make here, that's what Tom talks about in tax-free wealth. The reason real estate is so important as a asset class, you know, so this is Rich Dad as a brand, but we invest in real estate to pay no taxes. But the more money we make, the more sophisticated this person has to be. When Anne gave us her background, I said, thank you, Jesus. That's why we're here, because I needed to meet another Anne, because I need, Kim and I need bigger deals. Right, Kim?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. We're always looking for that next deal. And it's interesting on the macro side, Robert, what you see coming down the pike regarding real estate and opportunities. You want to just touch on that? Because, I mean, this is what you study every day.
Yeah. I mean, you should. This sounds terrible, but the real estate market, the stock market, and that's what I wrote about in Rich Dad's Prophecy, the crash is still coming. It's now here. I wrote this book in 2013. I showed this book to prove I practice what I teach, you know, but now it's here. And as you know, shopping centers are in trouble because of Amazon and all this stuff. They're going to, they call it repurposing. You know, next to our property, Kim, the old age home, across the street, that property came up for sale. And the good news is, the bigger the real estate deal, the smarter people we have to have here. Any comments, Kim?
Well, no, it just touches on the point again, you know, mentors and team members who are there to support. Because as you said, as we get bigger and bigger, we need smarter and smarter people. We've learned that the hard way in some cases. But I remember when we were starting out with real estate, we had a small accountant that was helping us with the real estate. And as our deals got bigger, he couldn't handle it anymore. She couldn't handle it anymore. So we had to move on. But that's part of the process. So that's why I like Rich Dad World, because you get the education, you get the mentorship, you get the teachers, and they'll help you through this. You actually have a built-in team already, where you and I had to start with Betty the bookkeeper and work our way up.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with starting small.
No, that's what we say. Start small.
Yeah, we recommend starting small. I mean, Kim, what was your first real estate deal?
Mine was a little two-bedroom, one-bath house for $45,000, and yours was a condo
18,000.
18,000. That's where you start. You got to start.
I bought it with a credit card. And so Dave Ramsey, eat your heart out. You know, Dave always says live debt free. I mean, Kim and I are up to our eyeballs in debt because that's what Tom Wheelwright teaches. Debt and taxes make the rich richer, but debt and taxes only make the rich richer on this side here. And so that's Rich Dad's World. So it's okay if you know nothing. There's nothing wrong with being stupid because I'm living example of it. But just keep learning. Start small. Practice a lot.
And that was one of the points, too, on debt. I mean, the students understanding that there's such a thing as good debt. Most people don't know that. So just keep bringing forth these simple processes or these simple definitions and examples, I think is really, really important. Because most people are just scared to death of, to your point, and about making mistakes. They're scared to death of debt because, oh, what if I make a mistake and then I can't pay for my debt? Unfortunately, a lot of people right now are stuck in that situation because they don't see necessarily a way out, which is why we teach and why we do these programs, because there is a way out.
We had one who purchased a 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom house. We have another who purchased a house with help from his mom. And it's now, it can be a property that as he moves away, they live in it now, but he lives in it now, but it can turn into an investment property. And so they're starting with these manageable bites. And that's how, you know, that is how to start is with one house, one property, one condo. Maybe you put it on a credit card. Maybe you don't put your condo on a credit card, but you start with one thing. And I would hope that this large audience today finds some inspiration in this conversation to find someone young in their life and introduce them to the Rich Dad brand. It has so many different resources. So I hope that this and what we're doing together can be an inspiration for others to follow and can be an inspiration for your listeners today to find someone young in their life and help them start small.
Right. And then, so look at this here. You know, this is a NYSE deal, New York Stock Exchange deal. And Kim and I have, so I was talking about how we took three companies public. See, the goal of a real entrepreneur is take your company public. So Kim and I took three companies public on Toronto Stock Exchange. It's about how you learn from your mistakes. But our mistake was a $1 billion mistake because we started a gold mine in China and we raised $27 million on the Toronto Stock Exchange. And as soon as we struck gold, the Chinese government said, thank you. So this gold mine here is in a country called Utah, Provo, Mormon country. But we would never have found this deal if we hadn't lost the Chinese deal.
Yes, and to that point, you know, when you've got to get out there and you've got to make the mistakes. And that's why we say start small, because you're going to make mistakes, you're going to make money, you're going to lose money. But if you don't get out there and do it, and if you're just teaching a concept that you haven't experienced, you don't have the lesson the depth of knowledge behind it. I mean, I know when we talk about gold mines and we were there every day as this was happening, and how do we deal with it? And how do we handle this? And how do we handle our investors? And how do we handle the Chinese, you know, government and all of this? But if you're not out there actively involved, if you're just listening and you're just reading and you're just watching these videos, but you're not taking any action, nothing's going to change. You got to take action. And that's why we say start small, take baby steps, start small, but take action, put a little money in the game, get in the game, because the game's really fun. It's really fun.
But because of that loss, this is how we got this mine here. Mm-hmm. And this is Utah, the richest gold mine in the world. I mean, the assays here, it's 671 ounces per ton. That's one piece. That's 671 ounces per ton of ore. Our gold mine in China was only 22 ounces per ton. Now, if we hadn't screwed up in China, never got this deal here.
Yep.
Would you say that's correct, Kim?
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. Had we not gone forward, we would have no idea what a gold mine should be like or do or numbers or any of that. Same as when I lost that deal in Florida, that fitness club in Florida. And when I lost that fitness club in Florida, oh man, I knew more about a fitness club than I ever needed to know. But that's how come we got the property we have now, that we've now just converted into senior housing. And it's one of our best producing properties. Never would have had that property had I not lost the other deal.
So again, this here was the first flip chart we put up, and was Kim, myself, and Tom talking about how if you can control cash flow, life's easy. But learning how to do this is the hard part. And like Kim was saying, or I say, as my poor dad called liabilities assets. That's why he was poor. Use the wrong definition of the word. And my rich dad would say, that's why your dad's poor, because he doesn't do assets from liabilities. And just that little shift could have saved my dad poor dad a lot of trouble. And this is the second chart that went up. This is book number two, the cash flow quadrant. And what we teach in these young people are the B and the I side. Big business. So we go into branding. But the reason real estate is important and Rich Dad World is important is you want to be an insider. I don't want to be an outsider. I don't want stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs. I mean, if you want to do that, fine. But that's not what I do, as Kim and I are on the inside all the time. And that's why we're entrepreneurs. We're not here. But most of these guys here, that I said there, I never liked corporate. I learned to hate corporate working for Xerox. But anyway, so what we taught after that is this here. This is book number three. This is the BI triangle. So it's ESBNI. And this is where it's, you have to have a team. Your mission is important, and your leadership skills. That's what makes an entrepreneur an entrepreneur. And inside here is your product. S stands for systems, you know, like computer systems and all this stuff. This COM is sales and marketing. How do you communicate? And that equals cash flow. So when I'm analyzing a business, I'm looking at the team, the mission, the leadership, the product, this, systems, how good are the communications, and how strong is their cash flow. If any one of these eight is out, business is screwed.
And to that point on that diagram, Robert, actually the way people are taught, because this question came up the other day about if you're, you know, bringing somebody on, a partner or a high level employee, they're all taught to focus on the inside of the triangle. You know, what are their skills with product? What are their skills with system? What are their skills? And what are they, where's their knowledge on the inside? But really what I said is it's all on the outside. What if we're going to bring on somebody to our team, it's all about, are they aligned to the mission? Are they a good team player? Do they have leadership skills? I don't really care about their, you know, inside stuff. I don't really care about what their degree is in necessarily, but if they have their right outer triangle, then I'd be interested in considering it. But it's opposite. Again, it's opposite of what is typically taught.
Yeah. And this is book number three. So first book is Rich Dad, Poor Dad. It's the financial statement, this thing. Book number two is a cash flow quadrant, ESB and EI. And this is the B and I. And that's book number three. So those are the three books that Kim and I started with. We also bring an oil guy in because Kim and I don't invest in oil stock. We invest in oil. We invest only in things you cannot print. So I don't own stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, because you can print them. Only one stuff you cannot print. And then Kim and I invest in cattle because so far the Fed and the Treasury cannot print a cow. And so I'm so hardcore entrepreneur. I really don't want anything fake. That's why, you know, like Donald Trump says fake news, a lot of fake news, a lot of fake assets out there. And that's what Rich Dad's World wants to teach, that Yep. You don't, you can create your own assets out there. Learn to create your own.
So I just need to, unfortunately, we need to wrap it up. So, Anne, do you have a final comment you'd like to share with our audience?
Yes, I would. I would say personal development. And within that, a financial education is like breakfast. You had breakfast yesterday. So why do you need to eat breakfast today? If you have breakfast today, why do you need to eat breakfast tomorrow? So the teaching, the Rich Dad World teaching, personal development teaching, there's not one solution that we teach and people understand it. It's a practice. And so I understand the Rich Dad World listeners are loyal. They listen to these start to finish. And they keep coming back for more. And that so applies with the philosophy that personal financial education, personal development is a lot like breakfast. So thank you for having me on and letting me join you today.
Robert already warned us. 2023 is going to be the year of lost wealth. After all, Goldman Sachs predicts you'll see zero returns from stocks for the rest of 2023. And investors like you have already made a record number of emergency hardship withdrawals from their 401ks. Now, a stunning survey reveals that over half the Americans making six figures are living paycheck to paycheck. Combined with tens of thousands of layoffs in just the last few weeks, it becomes clear that a financial storm is brewing and nobody is safe. But if you think brilliant investors like Robert are letting their money waste away in a 60-40 portfolio, think again. For years, Robert and other experts have been investing millions into low correlation assets that can still climb when the stock market flatlines. And according to a recent Citibank report, of the major asset classes, the lowest correlation belongs to art. In fact, experts say just a 5% portfolio allocation to art can both increase returns and lower volatility. Now you can easily get that allocation in your own portfolio without needing millions, thanks to Masterworks, our longtime partner. Their platform lets you invest in shares of paintings by icons like Picasso and Banksy. Every single one of Masterworks' exits to date have delivered positive returns to their investors, with three recent exits delivering 10, 13, and 35% net returns. No wonder over 700,000 users have invested more than $500 million on Masterworks. Offerings have sold out in minutes, but Rich Dad listeners can skip the waitlist by going to masterworks.com/richdad. That's masterworks.com/richdad. See important disclosures at masterworks.com/CD. Today's show is sponsored by Gold Alliance. If you're concerned about high inflation, looming recession, a troubled banking system, or out-of-control spending in Washington, this is an important message to hear. Because the fact is, during every major crisis in U.S. history, many of those who failed to prepare watched their savings, investments, or retirement funds go down, while many with the foresight to own gold helped preserve their purchasing power. Gold even made some folks richer. Now we're facing several major crises at once, and experts say we may soon face even more economic trouble. So please don't wait. Learn the simple way you can diversify with gold and put yourself on the road to financial peace of mind, even in uncertain times. The new free 2023 Gold Guide from our friends at Gold Alliance can show you how. Just visit www.freegoldguide.com/Robert or call 1-800-473-4585. Republican Governor and conservative commentator Mike Huckabee says Gold Alliance is the only gold provider he recommends to his friends and family. Find out why and visit freegoldguide.com/Robert or call now at 1-800-473-4585.
I'll just say that, you know, I know some of you may be nervous or worried about what's happening, what's coming down, and what's been happening in the last couple of years. I am, and Robert is the ultimate student who keeps sending us our team's videos and macroeconomic pieces to watch, which is invaluable. But I really just want to say thank you for watching, because whatever comes down, the more prepared you are financially and the more prepared you are educationally, the better off you'll be. So a lot of those sleepless nights don't have to be so sleepless if you actually are prepared and ready to take action. And I would say take action, start small, put a little money in the game, start small, but get in the game, because otherwise nothing's going to change in your life.
I agree with Ann. You know, it's like you I never stopped learning. I don't know how anybody can say, in my family, everybody's got their master's degree and all that. I don't, you know. And I've never had to use it so far. And the thing I love about Rich Dad's World is you have real teachers. And I think there's nothing more important today than having real teachers, people who practice what they preach. So anyway, thank you. Thank you, Ann.
Thank you, Ann.
This podcast is a presentation of Rich Dad Media Network.